Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We get a chance to visit with the cross-country coach at Mercer County High School. I know return to play, things moving in the right direction. We're waiting for the Illinois Department of Public Health, hopefully next week, signing off on stage two of return to play. But for cross-country, I know stage one, important. Peter Nelson allowing the kids to get out and run and look forward to a new season. How's that been going?
It's been going great. The kids have been really excited to be back. Last year at this time, you know, it was some early mornings, some hot days. You know, we had to really try and keep the kids happy, keep the kids motivated. And this season, we're even going earlier in the morning, and they're coming ready. They're coming motivated, happy. It's been really nice to see all of them. You can tell they've been missing out and that they're ready to go. So it's been good to see everyone and finally get together and get back to a sense of normalcy and get back to what we love doing.
Cross country, when you talk about sports and looking at a season, I know you talk about kind of different factors for each sport, but how do you feel looking ahead to August 10th and the IHSA season as it relates to cross country? You feel pretty good about the chances of having a season?
Yeah, I mean, in regards to cross country especially, I think that it's a pretty easy sport. I think they are taking it sport by sport, and I think it's a good sport that we're able to do it safely, do it the right way. There's lots of different ways at least in the running community that you can put these things on and really put yourself at low risk. And I think it's just been, like I said, it's been just so good for the kids too to get back to normal, and you know, you got to take it baby steps at a time. But I feel really good, and I think we have people that are making, you know, safe, smart decisions for us, that are looking out for us and that are doing everything they can to make sure we can have our season. And so I'm pretty confident, and I'm feeling good about where we're at right now.
I know, of course, when you talk about, you know, social distancing issues, you get that when the race gets underway and kids are on a 3-mile course. But when you start a race, there's not a lot of social distancing, especially at the big invites. And then, you know, the other thing I was thinking about, you can't have a mask and run. So I mean, you can't do that. So those are some of the things that probably really have to be ironed out within the sport.
Yeah, there are some, you know, obviously there's some concerns, but I mean, if you take a look at what just as a country we've been able to do in the last few weeks and start opening up some things and just, yeah, not necessarily exposing yourself too much, but accepting some risk, but at the same time, just being smart about it, being safe about it. There's different ways you can do it. Luckily, we have some good people at IHSA to hopefully come up with some better plans than I do. But I've actually heard some ideas of, run at different times and just different quirky ways. And I'm sure, like I said, I'm sure there's different ways you can spread them out, especially at the start, or maybe you just limit teams at invites and or maybe spread the boxes out. But yeah, once you get going, obviously, yeah, we're not going to be running in masks, or we're doing our sport a disservice there. And we probably won't have as many kids out for the team next year or this year if we're running in masks. But I think it's a really good sport. I think it's healthy for the kids to get out there, especially this time when, you know, we've been under quarantine. And it's, like I said, I really hope it does work out, and I'm confident it will, that just for the sake of the kids too, to like I said, it's a good lifelong sport. But yeah, there's people that make more money than me that are going to hopefully make some decisions that help us out and get our season started.
So how many kids have you had working out the first couple of weeks?
That's been the tougher part about all this, is it's been harder for me to contact kids. You know, you just don't get to see them as much. You don't have the communication routes as you normally do. Famous York cross country coach Joe Newton talked about getting in the hallways and finding kids in the hallways, and I'm not really able to do that, especially one in the summer, and two just with lack of communication. But that being said, we lost Riley Coulter, senior. We lost Kaylee Metcalf, senior, but we've been able to gain more than we've lost. So we've been hovering around, I want to say, you know, 6 to 8 boys, which is a couple more than next year, last year, and that's we expect to gain a few more once school starts up too. And then on the girls' side, we're talking closer to 10, which is a couple more than last year. So we're slowly gaining some numbers, which is great, and we hope to add on even more. But yeah, we're looking good number wise. We've had to split up in two groups. We can't obviously meet together, and that's a good thing. We've split up in two groups to make sure that, you know, we can practice safely without too many people. But that, like I said, that's a good thing. We look forward to having all these kids, and we want to keep branching out, especially when we all, hopefully once fall comes, get back together.
Well, it's interesting because I'm talking to you on the 25th. So the math says, what, 5 days left in June, 31 days in July, that's 36, 10 days in August, 46 days until the first official day of IHSA fall practices. So we're not that far away. And so when you look at the calendar, you say, are we heading in the right direction to have a season? Well, I say, yeah, hopefully, because we go to stage four Friday, or phase four, I should say, with the Restore Illinois plan, you know, reopening Illinois, and then stage two with the IHSA return to play plan. So, I mean, that's, I guess, what everybody kind of needs to look at from a mental standpoint is progress is being made, and we are taking steps to get back in the classroom, which the governor announced this week with the ISBE plan, and then getting back to extracurricular interscholastic athletics, which the IHSA has been working on these return to play guidelines. Do you feel good about heading in the right direction, you think?
Yeah, it's been nice. I mean, the more you read, the more you watch the news, you know, it wasn't the best of situations, you know, in March and April, and, you know, people were upset about some of the things that, you know, we had to do, but I felt we did a really good job as a community to do our part, and I think that's a lot of the safety precautions that we did have has put us in the spot that we are trending in the right direction, and not every state can say that right now. So I've been confident that it's just been really nice to see things open up. It's been nice to get back to cross country. Businesses are opening up. It's just been really nice that, yeah, you see the arrow pointing in the right direction, and that makes you confident, and you can really only hope and pray for the best, and just keep doing your part and keep being smart and safe. Even as things open up, we still got to do our part as a team, and we're taking it pretty seriously that we don't want to be, we want to keep that arrow pointing in the right direction for the sake of our season. Because I told our runners, I said, you know, I try to speak from experience about how they get 4 years to do this, you know, and maybe even less, and how you need to appreciate that time, because, you know, my 4 years are up. You know, I don't get those years back to go back and compete and hang out with my friends. And so I've always tried to teach them to cherish these years and to make the best out of them. And they really took a hard lesson this past spring where, you know, usually they have to listen to me talk about it. Well, they experienced it firsthand this spring with having, you know, their spring sports taken away. So now they have that pain, that motivation, that experience in their lives to, you know, really not take anything for granted. And I think it was a hard lesson to learn, but I think you can kind of see it in their eyes now that they're ready to go and they're willing to do what it takes to, like I said, keep the arrow in the right direction. So we're going to keep doing our thing and keep working hard.
Yeah, and I guess from a, you know, kind of a social and mental component, being a teacher and a coach and not, you know, so kids haven't been in the classroom since mid-March. They haven't been able to get together in any capacity since mid-March. What did you notice about when they finally were able to get together in groups, at least within the Mercer County School District with the return to play? I think this is the second week. I know it's the way the groups are set up, what is it? It has to be 9 kids or less, and then the coach, that equals 10. Did you notice anything specific about, you know, getting back together for the first time?
Not really. I mean, like I said, you could just see it in their eyes that they were ready to go. You know, they had that starved look in their eye. Like I said, they took one on the chin this spring, and they, like I said, I've had way more communication with runners now. I've seen, you know, it's a long summer of running for them, but like I said, they're ready to go, and just like I said, that experience has really showed them to make the most of this, and it kind of like I said, when you miss that spring season, all of a sudden these kids that you were talking about being sophomores and juniors, well, they're juniors and hey, they're seniors now, and you know, and the clock's ticking for some of these kids, and there's still uncertainty in the air, I guess, with some things. You never know what could happen next week. As you see in the news, it changes all the time. So like I said, I think they're doing what they can to kind of soak this in. Like I said, I've seen so much better, just drive and communication and attitudes just so much better this year, really wanting it. Because, like I said, they got a taste of what could happen, and they didn't like that. So I've really seen some good things from the kids, and we're gonna work off that.
All right, good to see kids out running and getting ready for the cross-country season as we visit with Peter Nelson, the head cross-country coach. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're listening to WRMJ.